This is Dr. Tabrez Zipring, a colonoscopy report patient, William Tompkins, and his procedure was a patient called colon cancer screening. He, in June 2022, he had an attack of diverticulitis, which was treated. His date of birth is 12/4/1948. I saw extensive diverticulosis in the left colon, descending colon, and sigma colon, pair prep, tortuous colon, peduncular polyp, two peduncular polyp noted at 30 centimeter and 60 centimeter from the anus. They both were removed of the heart. They were both peduncular elongated stalk. They both were removed completely with the stalk. Stalk completely. No post-polypectomy bleeding, but because of the nature of the polyp, I decided to do the tattooing of it. So the proximal tattooing was done proximal to the polyp at 60 centimeter, and the distal tattooing was done distal to the polyp at 30 centimeter. So if any of those polyps are to be any suspicious, these polypectomy sites to be monitored, and if there's any other polyps become suspicious, then patient may benefit from segmental resection. That will include quite an extensive portion of his diverticulosis also. Coming out of the rectum, I saw two flat polyps, a 5 millimeter size polyp, which is about 20 centimeters from the anus. Noted they were flat polyp. They were both removed hard force polyp successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. Retinal fissure, and so I have an oblique fissure, patient on complicated fine class, their cecum, number two, prep, and torture cone. Number three, two large peduncular polyp of 1.5 centimeter diameter each, polyp noted at 30 centimeter and 60 centimeter from the anus. They both were large with elongated pedicle. They both were removed successfully completely with their stalk, and no post polypectin bleeding. But because of the nature of this polyp, I went ahead to the tattooing. The spot tattooing with the black ink proximally to the polyp at 60 centimeter and distally to the polyp at 30 centimeter to mark the area. And number three patient has extensive left side diverticulosis, including sigmoid descending colon. Number four patient also had two rectal polyps, 20 centimeter from the anus, which is about 5 millimeter each. They both removed the hard force of polyp, no post polyp pectin bleeding. And number six, hemorrhage. Recommendation: wait for the peduncular polypathology. If the peduncular polypathology comes out to be benign without any high-grade dysplasia, all four polyps and patient repeats have three colonoscopy in 6 months, especially if it comes out to be tubular lymphadenoma. On number two, if any of those peduncular polyps comes out to be high-grade dysplasia, then we have to see whether it has an invasion of the stalk. If there is no invasion of the stalk, then colonoscopy in 6 months. But if there is invasion of the stalk, then patient will be referred to the surgeon for possible segmental resection, and since the colon is already marked with a spot tattooing. Number four, I'll wait for the rectal polypathology. And of dictation, advise patient hyperlactic water. It's too soft to administer certified some preparation and chance of annotation. Please send the copy to patient primary care doctor, Dr. Hernandez, and copy Dr. Parmesari. Day of procedure is August 29, 2022. August 29, 2022. Patient talks to the next.